Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. I am so excited to be wrapping up the year with you, looking back at all the amazing tech that came out in 2024. And you know what? We're going to do something a little bit different with this deep dive this year.
Oh.
We are going to look at the top trends, not just globally, but through the lens of what they mean for the African tech scene.
Yeah, I think that's so important because we're seeing such incredible growth and innovation happening across the continent. And I think 2024 really highlighted how Africa is becoming a major player in the global tech landscape.
Absolutely. So are you ready to jump into it? Because I'm like bursting with excitement here. We've got AI going, mainstream foldable phones taking off, and even a space race that's less about launching and more about catching rockets.
Yeah, I know. It's mind-blowing stuff, right?
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. So let's dive in and see how these global trends are shaping the tech scene in Africa.
Okay. So let's start with the one thing that was everywhere this year, AI. I mean, it's felt like every other headline was about some new AI development or AI taking over the world or whatever.
Right. And it wasn't just hype. It was really starting to integrate into so many aspects of our lives.
Yeah, like remember back at the beginning of the year when Samsung launched their Galaxy S24 series and they had those AI features like circle to search?
Oh, yeah, where you could just like circle something on your screen and get information about it.
Right, or the live call translation. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah, and you know, for people in Africa who navigate multilingual environments on a daily basis, a feature like that can be incredibly useful. It can break down communication barriers and open up new opportunities.
For sure. And it's not just those subtle integrations. I mean, OpenAI really threw a curveball at us with Sora.
Oh, Sora was a game changer.
It's an AI that can create videos from text prompts. Like, think about it. You can literally type robot teaching a giraffe to play the drums.
And bam, you have a video.
It's insane.
Yeah, it was a huge leap forward in creative AI. And, you know, we saw some really interesting and some slightly bizarre results along the way.
Definitely a lot of potential there, especially for content creators and businesses in Africa. Imagine using Sora to create educational videos in local languages or to develop marketing campaigns that are hyper-targeted to specific communities.
Absolutely. The possibilities are endless. And it's exciting to think about how this kind of technology can be used to empower people and tell stories in new and innovative ways.
Then you had Apple going all in on AI with their M3 chip and that new Apple intelligence thing.
Yeah, it seems like they're really focused on building AI that not only processes information quickly, but also understands context and intent.
Right. It's like having an AI assistant that actually gets you and can help you with more complex tasks, whether you're writing, designing, or even composing music.
And that's a huge shift because it's moving beyond just automating simple tasks to really augmenting human creativity and productivity.
Yeah. And, you know, for African entrepreneurs and developers who are building new apps and platforms, that kind of AI assistance can be a game changer.
Absolutely. It can level the playing field and allow them to compete on a global scale.
Even Meta got in on the AI action with their own AI assistant. Although I've heard it's better at making images than actually being helpful with answering questions.
Well, that's true. They're definitely leaning heavily into the visual side of AI with their image generation capabilities. But yeah, there's still some work to be done in terms of information retrieval and accuracy.
Makes you wonder what they're prioritizing over there. But hey, I'm not complaining about more cool AI images.
Me neither. And who knows, maybe they'll crack the code on the information side soon enough.
Well, speaking of cracking the code, we can't forget about Google. They released their Pixel 9 series with that new Gemini assistant, which is supposed to be even more conversational and intuitive.
Yeah, Google is always pushing the boundaries when it comes to AI, and they have a lot of experience in search and natural language processing, so it makes sense that they're leading the way in conversational AI.
And it's great to see so many different companies taking their own approach to AI, because that competition ultimately benefits us, the consumers. We get more choices, and it drives innovation.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation.
All right. So we've talked a lot about AI, but it wasn't the only hardware making headlines in 2024, foldable phones. They kind of had their moment in the spotlight, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they definitely did. It was like the year of the foldable.
But it also feels like the hype might be dying down a bit, or maybe it's just evolving.
Well, I think it's a bit of both. Samsung continued to refine their foldable offerings with the Galaxy Z Fold 6 and Z Flip 6, but the competition also heated up.
Right. We saw OnePlus, Google, and Oppo all releasing their own versions.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting for the African market because suddenly you have more options at different price points.
Exactly. And price is a major consideration for many consumers in Africa. So having more affordable, foldable options could really drive adoption.
And then there's Huawei. They never shy away from pushing the boundaries with their hardware. They unveiled the Mate XT Ultimate this year.
Yeah, a trifold phone with three screens.
Three screens. I mean, come on, that's just showing off.
Yeah. A little bit, but you have to admire their ambition. Although, you know, the lack of Google services on their devices is still a barrier for many people outside of China.
True, but then again, we saw Tecno, a brand that's really popular in Africa, come up with their own trifold concept, the Phantom Ultimate 2, with a massive 10-inch display when it's unfolded.
Now, that's a device that could be really appealing to consumers in Africa.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if these larger format foldable devices are actually a better fit for the needs of people in Africa, especially those who might not have access to both a phone and a tablet.
It's a good question, and it's definitely something to keep an eye on in the coming years.
Definitely. All right, so we've got AI, changing the game, foldable phones, bending the rules. But 2024 was also about some serious shifts in the power dynamics of the tech world. It was like musical chairs at the top.
Oh, yeah. It was a wild ride with some unexpected winners and some surprising falls from grace.
Yeah, I think the Samuel Bankman-Fried situation and the collapse of FTX really shook things up.
Absolutely. The whole crypto world felt the tremors from that, and it had a particularly strong impact on emerging markets like Africa, where crypto adoption was on the rise.
It definitely highlighted the volatility of the crypto market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it made a lot of people rethink their investment strategies.
For sure. And then you had Qualcomm kind of coming out of nowhere to challenge Apple's dominance in processing power.
Right, with their new X Elite and X Plus processors.
Yeah, those were designed for Windows PCs, and they really shook things up because they offered comparable performance to Apple's chips, but at a lower cost.
And that's a big deal for regions like Africa, where Windows PCs are still widely used.
Absolutely. It means that high-performance computing is becoming more accessible, and that can have a huge impact on everything from education to business to scientific research.
Speaking of shaking things up, remember HTC? They tried to make a comeback with the U24 Pro.
Yeah, but it didn't really gain much traction.
It goes to show that brand loyalty only goes so far if you're not keeping up with the times and meeting the needs of your target market.
Exactly. And the African tech scene is so dynamic that companies need to be constantly innovating and adapting to stay ahead of the curve.
For sure. But maybe the most unexpected power move of 2024 was Nvidia becoming the world's most valuable company for a hot minute.
I know, right? Who would have thought that a company known for graphics cards would surpass the likes of Microsoft and Apple?
It was a clear sign that AI is the driving force in tech right now, and Nvidia's chips are powering a lot of the AI revolution.
Absolutely. They've really positioned themselves at the heart of the AI boom, and that's given them a huge advantage.
Okay, so we've talked about AI hardware and the changing landscape of the tech industry, but let's shift gears now and talk about space.
To infinity and beyond.
Okay, maybe not that far, but 2024 was a pretty big year for space exploration, and it wasn't just about SpaceX launching a million Starlink satellites.
Right. There were some other really significant developments, like Europe successfully launching their Ariane 6 rocket.
Yeah, that was a big deal because it represents Europe's effort to become more independent in space travel and reduce their reliance on American and Russian spacecraft.
And that opens up more opportunities for international collaboration, which could be really beneficial for African nations that are interested in participating in space research and exploration.
Absolutely. But let's be real, the most jaw-dropping moment in space this year had to be SpaceX catching their super heavy booster with those giant chopsticks.
Oh my gosh, yes, that was straight out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right? It was incredible to see.
The precision and the technology involved were mind-blowing. It's a huge step forward in reusable rocket technology, and it could significantly reduce the cost of space travel in the future.
Which could open up opportunities for more countries, including those in Africa, to get involved in space exploration.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be following the space race, that's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from AI taking over our devices to foldable phones bending our minds to rockets being caught midair like something out of a video game. It's been a wild ride through the tech landscape of 2024, but now it's time to get to the heart of this deep dive. What do all these advancements mean for Africa?
That's the big question, isn't it? And it's one that we're going to explore in depth in the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Yeah, it's like all of these advancements are really pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And it raises some interesting questions about how these technologies will be accessed and adopted, particularly in Africa, you know. But before we get too deep into that, I think it's worth looking ahead at a couple of emerging technologies that could really reshape the tech landscape in the coming years.
You're talking about Google's Willow Quantum chip and the NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano Super Developer Kit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these seem like they represent two ends of the spectrum. You've got this incredibly complex quantum computing on one hand, and then on the other, you have this tiny, affordable device that's all about making AI development more accessible.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. So let's start with the Willow chip, because it's pretty mind-boggling. I mean, imagine a computer that can solve problems in minutes that would take traditional supercomputers billions of years. That's the potential of quantum computing.
Okay, so maybe not time travel, but it sounds pretty darn close.
Yeah.
I'm guessing this has implications way beyond just faster processing speeds, right?
Oh, absolutely. Willow could revolutionize fields like AI drug discovery and even energy efficiency. And the impact of these advancements will be felt globally, including in Africa.
So we've got this super advanced quantum computing over here. And then over on the other side, we have the NVIDIA Jetson Orin Nano, which is basically a pocket-sized AI lab. And the crazy thing is, it's incredibly affordable.
That affordability is key. It means that AI development is no longer limited to these big corporations or research institutions, students, startups. Researchers in Africa now have the tools to create their own AI-powered solutions.
Right. So they can address local challenges in healthcare, agriculture, education, all sorts of things.
Exactly. The possibilities are huge, and it's really exciting to see this kind of democratization of technology happening.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about global trends, but let's bring it back to our focus for Tech Bytes Africa. What do all these advancements mean for the continent's tech scene? I mean, how are they going to impact the lives of people in Africa?
Well, I think the most exciting thing is that Africa is not just passively adopting these technologies, it's actively shaping them.
Right.
We're seeing a surge in tech startups, innovation hubs, and a growing pool of talented developers across the continent.
Yeah, you're right. And with access to tools like the Jetson Orin Nano, African innovators can create solutions that are specifically tailored to the needs of their communities.
It's also crucial to remember that the African tech landscape is incredibly diverse. Different regions face unique challenges and opportunities.
Right. For instance, access to reliable internet connectivity and affordable devices remains a significant barrier in some areas.
That's true. But we're also seeing remarkable resourcefulness in overcoming those challenges. Mobile technology is playing a key role in bridging the digital divide, and there's a growing focus on developing offline capable applications.
Yeah, it's really inspiring to see how African innovators are finding creative solutions and adapting technologies to fit their specific context. It's like this amazing fusion of global trends and local ingenuity.
Precisely. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the people, their ideas, and the drive to create positive change. And we're seeing that happen across Africa in so many different sectors, from healthcare to finance to education.
Definitely. Now, speaking of change, 2024 saw some pretty major shifts in the global tech landscape. You know, established players like Apple and Google are facing increased competition, while companies like NVIDIA and Qualcomm are emerging as these powerhouses. How do you think these shifts will play out in Africa?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think the increased competition could actually be really beneficial for African consumers. It could drive down prices and create more choices.
More options, more affordable technology. That sounds like a win-win. And with Qualcomm really shaking things up with those new processors for Windows PCs, it could be a game changer for regions where Windows machines are still the preferred choice.
These shifts also create opportunities for African tech companies to partner with these global players, you know, leveraging their expertise and resources to build innovative solutions for the local market.
Imagine an African startup collaborating with NVIDIA to develop AI-powered healthcare solutions specifically designed for rural communities, or working with Qualcomm to create low-cost, high-performance devices that are tailored to the needs of African consumers. I mean, the potential for positive impact is enormous.
Absolutely. But it's not all sunshine and roses. You know, there are also challenges to consider data privacy, ethical considerations, and the potential for these global companies to dominate the market are all important issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah, it's crucial to have those open and honest conversations about the potential downsides of technology and to make sure that the benefits are shared equitably across all segments of society.
Finding that balance, you know, between fostering innovation and protecting the interests of local communities, that's going to be key.
So it seems like 2024 was a pretty pivotal year in tech, both globally and for Africa. We saw the rise of AI, some exciting advancements in hardware, a bit of a reshuffling of power dynamics, and some truly remarkable achievements in space exploration.
And as we look ahead, it's clear that Africa is going to continue to be a key player in shaping the future of the tech world. It's a continent full of potential, and I'm really excited to see what the coming years will bring.
Me too. It's definitely an exciting time to be following the African tech scene, but Before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on what really stood out to you this year and what you're most looking forward to in the years to come.
You know, for me, what really stood out was just how fast AI is advancing. I mean, we saw those incredible breakthroughs in creative AI with tools like Sora, and then the way AI is becoming integrated into our everyday devices. It's happening at an incredible pace. But what really excites me is the potential for AI to be a force for good, especially when it comes to addressing challenges that are unique to the African context.
Yeah, I totally agree. And seeing those affordable AI development kits like the Jetson Aura Nano becoming available, it's like it opens up a whole world of possibilities for African innovators to create solutions that are really tailored to the needs of their communities.
Mm.
That's something I'm really looking forward to seeing more of.
And it's not just about the tech itself, right? It's about the whole ecosystem that's growing up around it. All those entrepreneurs, developers, investors, they're all working together to build this thriving tech scene across Africa. There's this real sense of momentum and optimism, and it's contagious.
Speaking of momentum,
mm-hmm.
I think those shifts in power dynamics that we saw this year, you know, with companies like Qualcomm and NVIDIA challenging the big players like Apple and Google, that could actually be really beneficial for Africa.
Mm-hmm.
More competition often leads to more innovation and more affordable options. And that's something that can really drive progress.
For sure. And the fact that these companies are recognizing the potential of the African market, it's a sign that the continent is becoming more influential on the global tech stage. It's not just about big companies bringing their products to Africa anymore. It's about collaborating with African innovators to develop solutions together.
Okay, so before we wrap up our 2024 Tech Deep Dive, I want to leave our listeners at Tech Bytes Africa with this thought. Imagine it's 2029. What does the African tech scene look like? What amazing innovations have emerged? What global challenges are being addressed by African-led solutions?
This is your chance to shape that future, whether you're a developer, an entrepreneur, an investor, or just a tech enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
Your curiosity, your ideas, your actions, they can all contribute to making that vision a reality.
And that's a wrap on our look back at the top tech trends of 2024 and what they mean for the African tech scene. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and we can't wait to see what the future holds.
Mm.